Previously on That's What She Said.
Oh, this is Brian, sorry.
And this is Frank.
Sorry, I'm a little out of it today.
Yeah.
Why? Right, why are you out of it?
Tired.
We're little junky junks.
What?
We got a little drunky drunk.
Oh. Yes, we went to
2 days in a row, actually.
Must be nice.
It is.
I didn't really get drunk the last night, but...
What?
I caught a mean buzz yesterday.
Who? So, today we went and saw the big one. Not Ricky. The better big one. Sweaty! Big Fatty.
Good one.
At Disneyland. Thanks. I worked on it all day.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
The better big one. Sweaty!
Rabbit, rabbit!
Yes!
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 913 of the BFO for Monday, the 1st of August, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, we've got more entries into what the BFO listeners should be called. Big Fatty! Hello! Puppets! Y'all, the boss boy from up there in the New Hampshire, y'all, he suggested that the BFO listeners should be called puppets because Big Fatty is the puppeteer. Oh, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. But y'all, I may just open the show each day with one of the... one of the submitted entries. Y'all, if you've got an idea of what the BFO listener should be called, just send a little e-letter over to yes, Big Fatty, spit it out, to ruined at BigFattyOnline.com. Yes, Big Fatty, we all know that address. You don't need to remind us. So anyway, y'all, I am gonna get a little bit serious today because Big Fatty is going to, is going to ask you to do something. And y'all, I don't ask you to do much with your pocketbooks, but y'all, I'm going to ask you to do something with your pocketbooks today. So y'all, you're going to need a pencil. So y'all, yes, Big Fatty, play the pencil getting music. Now, y'all, as you know, Steve in the Uck is moving. He is moving to Scotland, y'all, which is still part of the Uck, so he'll still be Steve in the Uck. But, y'all, he is moving to an area that is lovely, just lovely. And, y'all, Big Fat, the first thing I want to say is Big Fatty is two things. Number one, Big Fatty is putting his money where his mouth is. But y'all, I'm also going to say I am ashamed that it took me this long to do this because y'all, Stephen the Uck is one of the biggest supporters of the little show and of Pride 48 out there. And y'all, you may not know a lot about what he does and all because y'all, he is one of these people that is not. He is not interested in being lauded. He is not interested in being in the spotlight, in being in the forefront. He prefers to work in the shadows, if you will. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. You like to be in the shadows too, but y'all, it's a different kind of shadows. But y'all, I want you to get your pencils now. I want you to write this down. It's a www, and I do not know if you need to use the www or not, since this is a Mexican website, y'all, but it's www.all one word Steve in the UK. Okay, that's steveintheukok.co.uk, and y'all, that'll take you over to the Steve in the Uck website. And now, y'all, when you get over there, I want you to go to up to the right-hand, upper right-hand corner, and there's a little green bar there, and y'all, there's something called the Webcam Project, and I want you to click on the Webcam Project, and that's going to take you over to another page over there on the Stephen the Uck website. And y'all, I'm just going to read this to you in case some of you aren't able to get to the www right now, but y'all... it just says Webcam Project. Y'all, you may know that I'm moving to a new apartment soon, and the place I'm moving to has a lovely view as I'm on one of the upper floors of the building. It overlooks part of the town I'm going to be living in and out over the countryside to the hills in the distance. As I have not moved yet, I have no photos. Sorry! I thought it would be fun and cool to set up a webcam so I can share my view with you 24/7. I need to get a camera that I can connect up to the intertubes. There are a couple I'm looking at, but with all the expense of moving, I thought I would ask my friends to help out if you can. The cameras are not too expensive, around $100 to $200, and it means I can hook it up to the intertubes and keep my computer free for doing my work. It also means you're not bugged by reboots. I don't know what that means, a reboot. Y'all, is that when you take your boots off and have to put your boots back on? I don't know, reboot? Ready, please. As you know, I do a lot of work on apps for our little community. And I've never asked to be paid for that. So if you can help, I thought this was a fun way to let people say thank you and still use that help to give something more back to you all. If you can help, there's a donate button below and you can fill out your own amount. The more I have, the better the camera I can get and the quicker I can get it up. Big Freddy, he didn't say get it up. It says the quicker I can get it. Okay. thank you in advance. Thank you for calling in advance for your help. If you're not able, then I hope you'll enjoy coming over from time to time to check out the view or just watch the weather in the Uck, to see the sun or to watch it snow. And, y'all, I'm going to tell you, and I want you, if it's possible, and I know these are hard times for some people, but y'all, this man has done marvelous things for our community. And y'all, he's doing is trying to show you what a lovely part of the world he lives in. So y'all, you are going to benefit from this. Or if you would like to make a donation on behalf of somebody else, so that they can see another glimpse of the world, y'all go over there and hit that little donate button, y'all. It is the PayPal. Now, Big Fatty does not care for the PayPal, y'all, but I am a firm believer in Stephen the Uck, and so I signed up for an account, y'all, just so I could do this. And I would like, if you have $5 or $10 that you can make as a donation. Or more. It doesn't have to be limited to that. But y'all, if you can make a small donation to just as a token thank you. It's a token thank you, y'all, because we all love Stephen the Uck, y'all. We just love him. And y'all, he did the BFO app, and y'all, he's in the middle of moving, and he is getting ready to unleash the best update of the BFO app ever. And y'all, when he did the BFO app, y'all, not a penny of that $1.99 that many of you paid, not a penny of that went to him. Not a penny of it. It all went to Pride 48, y'all. So, and now that it's free, y'all, if you have downloaded it for free, y'all, send him $1.99. You know, a couple of bucks here, a couple of bucks there, y'all. If we all just send a little bit, it will get us a view into his world, y'all. And I think this is lovely. And y'all, I know that. This is something that he would really like to share with everyone, because this is very unlike Stephen the Uck to say, hey, you know, if you'd like to donate to this, because y'all, he does not hold his hand out. He does not hold his hand out for anything, and y'all, I would consider it a personal favor if you would if you have the means and can do that to go over and make a little donation for the webcam. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you, Big Fatty has been over there, and I have made a donation. And like I say, I am embarrassed that it has taken me this long to do it. Y'all, I wish it could be more, but you know, I also think that we all ought to take part in this. So that's where I'm standing on it, or actually I'm sitting on it right. Bah, Freddy, we don't need to know what you're sitting on. And y'all, I am sure that Stephen the Uck is, I'm going to get an e-letter or an instant letter from him going, Bah, Freddy, you have embarrassed me greatly by talking about this on your show for so long. But y'all, this is important. This is important to Big Fatty, and I would appreciate at least considering it, y'all. And I know not everyone is able to do this, but y'all, even if you can't do it, send Stephen the Uck a little e-letter. The address, I'm sure, is over. I've closed the intertube, so I can't look at it right now. But I'm sure there's an address over there. Or if you see him on the Twitty, send him a little message and say, I think this is lovely that you want to share your life with us. And unfortunately, I cannot make a contribution at this time. But I will contribute, as they say in the Uck. I will contribute... by telling friends to look at your lovely view. And y'all, let me just tell you, the Queen was up there over the weekend in Edinburgh, and you know that's where Big Fatty was this time last year, y'all, for the tattoo. I was over there for the tattoo. And y'all, it's just, this means something to me, and I usually don't nattle about things of this nature, like this. But y'all, please, it is important to Big Fatty, and I would love for everyone who is able to do something for this well-deserving young man. Yes, Big Fatty, please. Now, could you please move forward and tell us about your exciting weekend? Well, y'all, I can. Y'all, first of all, I on Friday's show, y'all, there were, you know, I read you that thing that my mother sent me about we didn't have the green thing last week, and y'all, that I said that there were four words that every youth around the world, including those that'll be on that webcam, y'all, every youth around the world needs to hear on a daily basis. And y'all, I can assure you that any of the listeners out there who are the baby boomers, as they call them, y'all, I guarantee you heard these four words an awful lot when you were growing up. And y'all, the four words that every youth in the world needs to hear every day. Can you guess what they are? Big Freddy, are they? I don't know, Big Freddy. What are they? Y'all, they are go outside and play. Go outside and play. Y'all, I'm telling you, this is going to be the downfall of the youth of the world, because y'all, they sit on their fat asses the whole time. Y'all, they need to get out and they need to go outside and play. Y'all, I'm bored. Well, go outside and play. Okay, y'all, you go out and you use your imagination. You build a fort, or you play hide and seek, or you ride your bicycle, or you go over to a friend's house and look at dirty magazines. We don't need to hear about the dirty magazines. or you know, you get out in the fresh air. And y'all, it needs to happen. And if you have children, like I know that Perfretti does, and I'm sure there are others of you out there that have children, y'all, you tell those children, go outside and play. Now, I know the world is a different place nowadays, but y'all, they still need to go outside and play. And be smart. They've got to get some street skills, some common sense on how to deal with things and all that kind of stuff, y'all. It's got to happen, or it ain't gonna work. They'll turn into worse things and all that mess up there in the Washington D.C. Y'all, I'm telling you, it's hell in a handbasket. Hell in a handbasket, y'all. That's just all I gotta say. Now, y'all, speaking of going outside and play, Big Fatty over the weekend, y'all didn't do a damn thing. Big Fatty, why didn't you go outside and play? Because I'm old, okay? And when you can stay inside when you're old. But, y'all, Friday night, I piddled around the Fat Cave here. And, y'all, I can't think of what I did. Nothing is coming to mind. I probably watched some television. Y'all, you know what I did? I watched that Project Runway. The new season has started. So I watched the kickoff episode of that. And then on Saturday, y'all, my body clock woke me up at 7 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, it's pissing me off. It's just pissing me off. So y'all, I just rolled it right back over, and y'all, Big Fatty needed the rest. That's all I can tell you, because y'all, I didn't wake up till 1 p.m. in the afternoon. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it, y'all. It was lovely, though. I just felt like I needed to be out in Walnut Hills, though. I was slovenly, y'all. I was just slovenly. And, but I got up, and y'all, then I went to the P.O. Box, and there wasn't anything there. But I went to the P.O. Box for the what do you call it? No, y'all, I take that back. There was something there from Miss Bacon, but I've been told not to open it until next week. So it's just sitting over to the side, Miss Bacon. It has arrived. But anyway, we had the deadline for the big horror event, early discount, and y'all. So I had to process a lot of that stuff. But y'all, before I did all that, y'all, I went over to the new Trader Joe's, cause you know on Friday the new Trader Joe's opened, and y'all, I went over there, and y'all, there was not a parking place in the entire parking lot. People were parked all along the side of the road on the grass. Y'all, it was jam-packed full of people. I said, to hell with it. I'll come back later once all the hootenanny settles down. So, y'all, I have not been to the new Trader Joe's yet. So, anyway, y'all, but I went and I got me a barbecue sandwich and some French fried potatoes, and y'all, I did that, and I processed all of those applications, and then, of course, after all that, y'all, it was about 5 p.m. in the afternoon, and I said, Brad Crady, you may need a little nap. So, y'all, I laid down from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the evening, took a little nap, and y'all, then I got up and got ready to go out to the... with Granny and Miss Porter, and y'all did that, and it was lovely, just lovely. And y'all, then I got home, and y'all, I logged on to the computer. I was a little mellow. Tired, mellow, whatever the word is, I don't know. Y'all, I may have to get me some Geritol. But anyway, y'all, there was a request that Daniel Bieber and the old gal, y'all, they were on the, they were on the Goggle Plus. And y'all, so we got on there, and Myron got on there, and y'all, we just chitter-chatted and laughed and had a good time. And y'all, the old gal, y'all, she put on a hat. She put on a hat and looked like she just fell off the back of the little yellow school bus, y'all. I mean, she was ta-ta. She was just ta-ta is all I got to say. And then on Sunday, y'all hadn't done a damn thing. There hadn't been a gentleman caller, and I'm just sitting here getting the little show ready, and y'all, I hope you have a lovely first day of the month. Big Freddy, that's lovely.
The better big one.
Squirt it.
Oh, yes, Big Freddy, squirt it.
You can-
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.